I'm Rosemary Hotzenlop, Regional Ambassador of the Information Systems Special Interest Group. We are part of the Project Management Institute's organization, also known as PMI. This is a premier organization for professional project managers. I was recently at the Information Systems 2008 conference where I talked with Don Wessels. He has been presenting for the past 5 years at this conference, which is focused on supporting the needs of information systems professionals. We talked about how project teams and their management still are surprised when things go wrong, and no one likes project surprises. From our perspective as project managers, many of us dislike risk planning because it takes too long, it's too hard to get people together, or it's wasting our time since everyone knows that risk will occur. Don, you and I know that these are myths, and so I welcome you to this Information Systems Special Interest Group audio blog to discuss continuous risk management. So, Don.
Glad to be here, Rosemary.
Oh, thank you so much, Don. What's the story behind this title of continuous risk management?
Well, in our consulting practice and in our training with various organizations, both public and private, we constantly find that organizations are not giving enough attention to the project risk management process. We find that they don't want to, well, basically two major issues. They don't want to do risk management. There's a culture in the organization that starts at the organization level and permeates down to the actual project manager themselves not to do risk management. And if they do it, it is cursory and only at a high level, not to the detail that makes project risk management effective. And we've seen this in the classroom and we've seen this in our consulting. So it's one of the things that I'm on a little bit of a crusade this year to bring more awareness to project risk management.
Well, I appreciate that crusade because I also have observed in my consulting practices that there are some real cultural obstacles to implementing risk management. Do you want to share some of those?
Certainly. One of the things that it just always amazes me is that it appears that management doesn't even want to hear about risk. They don't want to know what could go wrong. And if a project manager does, in fact, do their job and approach them with a risk management, risk identified and analyzed, and a risk management plan, that they pretty well get shut down fairly quickly. Now, of course, that's not across the board, but there seems to be a real culture in a lot of organizations that says, I don't even want to hear about risk. And certainly, then we go to a second problem. Risk management does take time. By the time you look at risk identification, risk analysis, risk response planning, and then monitoring and control, it does add some time to the overall project management plan and the planning process. Depending on the risk tolerance of the organization, it could add significant time to the planning process, let alone significant time and money to the overall project itself. Some organizations are also worried that if they talk about risks, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's going to happen. So if we put our head in the sand and don't talk about it, it'll go away. And, of course, that's not going to happen. The other thing, the final thing as far as the cultural thing is concerned, is that a lot of organizations aren't prepared to talk about risk tolerance. How tolerant is an organization or a specific sponsor about risk in a project that's being launched? They may be very much into risk avoidance, and so everything's a proactive risk, and we have to do something at it as project managers. Of course, that can be significant time-consuming and money-consuming in the project. And the others have such a laissez-faire attitude about it, well, yeah, we'll just deal with it when it happens as a cultural issue. So people really aren't prepared to talk about risk tolerance and what the impact is of where they set their tolerances. It could have a minor impact. It could have a significant impact to the overall project plan, let alone the project itself. So there's a lot of cultural things going on.
I agree that those really are some cultural issues. So what can an individual project manager do about these particular issues?
Well, first of all, it's education. Educate the sponsor and senior management, that is the initiators of the project, or perhaps managing the portfolio, that things happen in projects, good old Murphy's Law. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and that we need to be prepared to handle risks that are significant to the project. So back again to the tolerance issue, have to educate them on the process of risk management, also educate them on the impact of where they set their tolerance. So education's a big deal. It really is. Then the project manager has to be well-versed in risk management themselves and know when they are supposed to do it and to what level of detail. That seems to be the second biggest issue with project managers or with risk management in organizations, the knowledge of the experience of the project manager in doing risk management themselves.
What are some additional specific steps that they can do?
Well, there's two levels. One is the preliminary project plan, and then there are the detailed project plans. A lot of times, if risk management is done within a project, it's done at the preliminary plan level, where we look only at across the top levels of the project, sometimes called the high-level plan as well. But the preliminary plan has just a vague understanding of what the entire project is going to be, and that's where most of the organizations do project risk management. And they do, in fact, identify the risk at a major or major deliverable level, and then they do their risk response strategies and their monitoring control against that. That's okay. That's the place to start. But one of the things that most organizations, when they do risk management, lose is the ability to do risk management planning on a wave-by-wave or phase-by-phase process. A lot of people don't even get into that level of detailed planning, and so they don't have the opportunity to do risk management at that level. So what we're looking for is to combat some data that seems to be out in the industry. And that data says that a lot of projects, I would suspect most projects, only identify 20% of the potentially identifiable risks that could happen in a project. Now, that particular data comes from our observations of projects and talking to project risk managers within organizations. And so when you talk about 20% being identified, of the potentially identifiable, that usually comes at the preliminary planning level. The 80% that's left that could have been identified, which is not, comes through detailed planning. So what we're encouraging the project managers and their core teams to do is, as they go through the rolling wave approach to planning projects and the idea of progressive elaboration, is we want them to be looking at detailed plans. That means, of course, a detailed work breakdown structure and the deliverables that are coming from that. We want them to look at a detailed responsibility assignment matrix to see where some issues and risks are with the resources assigned to the projects. We want them to look at a detailed network diagram for the phase or wave they're looking at to see where the linkages or the predecessor-successor risks are. Look at a detailed Gantt chart to see where the durations and people being assigned to the durations, see if they're overcommitted or undercommitted, and of course the costs that are associated with it when we get it against a timeline. So those detailed plans that come out of each wave really provide the data, the information that allows us to do detailed risk management planning.
Those statistics are shocking and show that projects truly are risky business. So, Don, we appreciate your insights. And if anyone wants more information about how to approach risk on their project, you can contact Don. He wrote a paper, Project Risk Management is Risky. Don can be contacted at dweselss@managementconcepts.com. dweselss@managementconcepts.com. Again, thank you, Don.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks.